Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away.
Day two of the 50th Parliament, and after some more pomp and ceremony, with the Governor-General delivering the speech from the throne, it was quickly down to politics as usual, with the address and reply debate and Labour's David Shearer making his first major speech as the Leader of the Opposition.
Labour will lead a campaign up and down this country against the sale of our assets. It's just ideology. It's just ideology, Mr. Speaker. It's not going to change New Zealand or make it a better place.
Mr. Shearer then followed tradition by amending the motion to turn it into a test of confidence in the government.
It's wrong to think you can take New Zealand forward without a vision for the New Zealand you are trying to create. And therefore, Mr. Speaker, the opposition has no confidence in the programme the government has outlined, and that's why I move an amendment as follows, that the following words be added to the motion, quote, and the National-led government will sell New Zealand's assets against the will of the public.
The vote on that amendment in February at the end of 19 hours' debate will expose the government's majority on this issue and create a dilemma for the Māori Party, which is opposed to asset sales but committed to support the government on votes of confidence and supply. In return for that support, the government has agreed to set up a ministerial committee on poverty, an initiative praised by Mr. Shearer.
So I believe the Māori Party is right to force poverty into the government's line of sight. And today I repeat my invitation to the government, make that committee a committee of this House. The Prime Minister should know that this is not an issue that we want to play politics over.
The Prime Minister, though, was keen to ridicule his new rival across the chamber.
I listened very carefully to that speech, and there were two things that came through pretty strongly in that speech. First thing was that the new Leader of the Opposition promised change, and then he delivered a speech Phil Goff would have been proud to have written. There was absolutely no change in that speech. I'm sorry, but selling the assets, that was the speech Phil Goff delivered, and delivered a 27% result for the Labour Party, Mr. Speaker. My only advice, when he said he's going to go up and down the country and campaign on it, that's what Phil Goff said about the tax changes. So, Mr. Shearer, be careful when your Chief of Staff comes and says, let's get a bus and go up and down the country. Just be a little bit careful.
And Mr. Key had a message for the people of Christchurch.
And I simply say this to the people of Christchurch in all seriousness, and that is that this government will make sure those roadblocks are eliminated. And if those roadblocks remain, we will get rid of them.
Back to asset sales now with Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
The sale of our state-owned power companies is wrong for many reasons, but for the Greens, it is the closing of the door on a coordinated clean energy future, driven by assets owned by all of us and delivering benefits to everyone, that is the worst offence.
Russell Norman said the Greens would take action to stop asset sales both inside and outside the House.
One option for trying to stop the sale of our assets is a citizen-initiated referendum. Such a campaign would require a broad coalition of those who want to protect our assets. We are prepared to be part of such a coalition. We have already spoken to some organisations about this idea, and there is preliminary interest. We would be keen to work alongside other parties in this House, NGOs, unions, community organisations, and anyone else that wants to get involved in a citizen-initiated referendum. The people of New Zealand want to keep our assets in public ownership. Working together, we can mount a campaign to do just that. It is time for the voice of the people to override the voice of the government on this issue.
Russell Norman was followed by the leader of the fourth largest party, New Zealand First.
As I was saying before, I was so rudely and foully interrupted.
Winston Peters back in the House and back on form.
Firstly, want to thank the thousands of people who brought New Zealand First back to Parliament. We didn't enjoy the massive taxpayer resources or the financial resources of other parties that seem to be like a bottomless pit, or indeed the soft media idolatry. That's what's relevant here. If you want to raise that sort of issue,
order.
You've come to
order.
The right place.
Order.
Yes, sir, I understand.
The member is experienced enough to know not
Mr.
to bring the Speaker into the debate.
But if that member wants trouble, He's come to the right place.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.